Hi, good morning. Today's daf is Zvachim, daf Pei Gimel. Today we're going to finish the 8th perek of Maseches Zvachim, and we are going to begin the 9th perek of Maseches Zvachim. So we are going to pick up again with a discussion of what happens when a karban or when blood of a certain karban is brought into the Heichal. What we saw yesterday was we were still discussing the concept of tarovis, where certain blood gets mixed up with other blood. Yesterday we started focusing on what happens if blood that's supposed to be applied on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is applied instead on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And then we were talking about what happens when you bring blood, what happens if you have the Chatas whose blood is accepted in two Kosos, one of the Kosos goes outside or one of the Kosos goes inside, what impact, if any, does that have on the other coast that remains in its proper place? So we concluded yesterday with the discussion of why does it say in the Psukim Elakodesh Pnima, which says that the blood is not supposed to be brought Elakodesh Pnima, and we darshan that Kodesh means the Heichal and Pnima means the Kodesh Hakadoshim, and we asked how come you need to tell me the disqualification in both cases. That once the blood enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, by definition, it's already entered the Heichal, and therefore it already became Pasul. We saw yesterday, we might be talking about a situation where you sort of drop down like Mission Impossible style into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without going through the Heichal. Then what we concluded with was, no, maybe what we're talking about is a situation where the Kohen has in mind that he's going to bring the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and if you have in mind that you're going to bring the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then it might not become disqualified until you actually get there. But it wouldn't be disqualified when you reach, from the time that you reach the Heichal. Today we're going to talk about what happens if you bring the Parhalam Davar Shel Tzibur and the Sira Vodas Kochavim. In other words, blood that is supposed to be in the Heichal, what happens if you bring that blood lifnai v'lifnim? What happens if you bring that blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? And we're then going to talk about the last couple of lines of the Mishnah. In other words, that what happens if you bring blood b'shogeg? What happens if you bring blood into the Heichal, but you haven't applied the blood to the Mizbeach? Is that disqualifying or not? We're then going to complete the perek, so no more about tarovis. The 9th perek is going to begin, and the 9th perek is going to tell us about the concept of the Mizbeach being Mekadesh, that which is roi for the Mizbeach, and even that which is not roi for the Mizbeach. So we're going to see, what does it mean that something is roi for the Mizbeach? We're going to see a machlokes tanoim in the Mishnah about what types of sacrificial items the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. And when we say Mizbeach Mekadesh, we mean that even though the items aren't supposed to be placed on the Mizbeach, the halacha would be that im olu lo yerdu, that if they are placed on the Mizbeach, then you don't have to bring them down. So we're going to see a machlokas tanam in the Mishnah about the various types of things that the Mizbeach might be Mekadesh. It might be Mekadesh only Zvachim, only Karbanos. It might be Mekadesh in addition to Zvachim. It might be Mekadesh also Nesachim. So we'll see all that, but it's a welcome breather from the lengthy discussion of Tarovas that we've been having up until now. We're going to start again that totally different topic. So let's pick up where we left off, which is Pei Beis Amid Beis. We're at line that which is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up from the bottom. First word on the line is boy, and we are up to there. So boy, Rava. So Rava asks a question. Paralam davar shel tzibur v'sir avodas kochavim. If you have a paralam davar shel tzibur and a sir avodas kochavim whose avoda is in the heichal, sheheichal is damam lifnai v'lifnim mahu. However, the Kohen then went and brought the blood of the sir avodas kochavim or the paralam davar into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what's the halacha? Mi amrinan ela kodesh pnima, kol echa de krinan ela kodesh, krina le pnima, kol echa de lo krinan ela kodesh, lo krinan pnima. So in other words, is the problem only if you bring something that has no business into the Heichal, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or Or even though you're allowed to bring this blood into the Heichal, nevertheless, because it's not supposed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's still a disqualification if you bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's the suffix. So says the Gemara, so kol echad krinan ala kodesh krinan le pnima, kol echad lo krinan ala kodesh lo krinan pnima. So in other words, is it okay because there's no problem for the blood to be in the kodesh, therefore there's also no problem for the blood to be in the pnima, in the kodesh akadashim? Odil mashal abim kamahu. Or maybe, no, why would you say that? In other words, the isser is to bring blood into a place where it doesn't belong. So just like usually the blood belongs in the Azara and therefore it's disqualified if you bring it into the Heichal, so too, if you're dealing with blood that belongs in the Heichal, it would be disqualifying if you brought it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's the question of the Gemara. Now, v'imtim salomar, so says the Gemara, and if you want to say, shalobim komanu, so if you want to say that the Kodesh HaKadoshim, legabe the blood of the Par Olam Davar Shel Tzibur or the Sira Vodazara, is lo bimkoma, that's not the proper place, because the proper place is the Heichal, but not the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So in that case, Par Visor Shel Yom HaKippurim, now how about the Par Visor Shel Yom HaKippurim, where part of the Avoda was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shehiza Midaman Al Habadim, that the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the blood on the Badim, on toward the Badei Aaron, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Votzion Leheichal, and then he brings it out, then he brings the blood out to the Heichal, V'chnisam, but then he goes again and brings the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So then Mahu, so what's the halacha in that case? So just to refresh ourselves with the procedure for the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that so far the first part of the Braisa, the Kohen has done what he's supposed to do, because first he's supposed to sprinkle it on the Badim, and then he sprinkles it keneged ha-paroches, and then he goes to the Mizbeach ha-pnimi. So in other words, he starts in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then ultimately he winds up in the Heichal. But this Kohen, instead of just starting in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and then winding up in the Heichal, he starts in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he goes into the Heichal, and then he goes back towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the question is, what has happened in that case? So mi aminan mikomanhu, do we say, well, what's the problem? You told me the only time we have an issue is when you bring the blood into a place where it's considered lo bimkoman. But this is the Kodesh HaKadoshim Lagabe, this blood is considered bimkoman because ultimately the blood is, or not ultimately, but initially the blood was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. O Dilma, or maybe Hol V'Nafak Nafak, or maybe no, because he already left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this is no longer considered to be its place. So Rashi points out, he actually has a little change in gears here, the last Rashi on the page. He says, Odilma kivan de nafak ba'asiyas kol mitzvasa nafak le lagamri. So in other words, does the fact that initially this blood was able to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, does that mean that there's no disqualification if you bring it back to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or do we say, no, the only time it's considered mekomo is so long as you haven't performed that aspect of the mitzvah that's required to be performed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Once you're done with that aspect of the avoda, you have no license to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore it's going to be considered a problem. So says the Gemara, Vimtim Saloma Hol V'Nafak Nafak, and if you want to say, oh, it's a problem because you already took the blood out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, therefore it was not entitled to be there. So in that case, let me ask a different question. So he's a midaman ala paroches. Let's say you sprinkled the blood on the paroches, votzia lemizbeach, and then you, what we're saying is you took it out, but really you were at the paroches in the Heichal, but you were closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then you went further from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Ve'chnisan, and then you enter. What does enter mean? Enter means that you go back towards the Paroches. So in other words, you're fully in the Heichal, but you were close to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you went to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, now you're back close to the Kodesh HaKadoshim at the Paroches. So mahu, so what's going to be the the halacha here? So says the Gemara, haka vaday chad makam hu. Do we say, well, what's the question? Over here, it's definitely one place. In other words, you're always in the heichal. So you're not actually bringing it into a separate part of the Beis HaMikdash. So what could the problem possibly be? Aduma Yitzia Karina Bay. Or maybe the Pasuk calls it a Yitzia. Now, why would the Pasuk call it a Yitzia? And Rashi points out, Aduma Rachmana Shavi Shnei Mekomos Techsiv Bay Yitzia, because the Pasuk, when the pasuk is describing the Seder HaAvoda, it says V'yatsa el haMizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. So what does it mean the Kohen goes out to the Mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem? I thought we said that the Seder HaAvoda is first the Kohen sprinkles towards the Badei Aaron, then he sprinkles at the Paroches while he's already in the Heichal, and then he goes to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Yet the pasuk, when the Kohen goes from the Paroches to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, calls it V'yatsa Kohen. So why does it call it V'yatsa Kohen? Elamai, maybe that's considered to be a Yitzia, and therefore once you leave the Paroches area and go toward the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you're not able to then bring the blood again towards the Paroches area. Says the Gemara, Teku. So we don't know how to paskin in these situations. Says the Gemara, two dots, three lines down on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. So Nichnas L'chaper. So what we had said now was a machlokas in our Mishnah of if you enter the Heichal with the intention to be Zorek the blood, but you haven't been Zorek the blood. So what's the halacha here? So Rabbi Eliezer, so we saw machlokas. So Rabbi Eliezer says that it's pasul nevertheless because you brought it into the Heichal. However, Reb Shimon says that the dam is not going to become pasul until you actually do the Zrika. But if you had in mind to do the Zrika and didn't do the Zrika, the blood is not going to be pasul yet. So says the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says like this. Nemar kan lechaper bakodesh, menemar la'alan, v'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed bevo lechaper bakodesh. So it says over here, lechaper bakodesh. In other words, the Isser is to bring the blood into the heichal lechaper. Menemar la'alan, and it says by the Avodas Yom Kippurim, v'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, that nobody is allowed to be in the Ol Moed, bevo lechaper bakodesh, at the time when the Kohen Gadol goes in to be mechaper bakodesh. At the time when the Kohen goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, nobody else is allowed to be even in the Heichal. So mala halon bishelo kiper, just like over there by the Seder Avoda, what we're saying is it's bishelo kiper because the Kohen hasn't yet done the whole maisa with the Ktores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because what we say is from the moment the Kohen enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, nobody else is allowed to be in the Ol Moed, even though the Kohen hasn't yet done the Maisa, done the Avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore, Avkan Bishalo Kiper. Also over here, where the Torah tells me I'm not supposed to be somewhere, it's a problem if I'm in that place, even though I haven't done any Avoda yet. So as soon as I go in, it's going to be a problem. I'm going to have disqualified it. So that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. However, Reb Shimon says like this, no, learn from another makar. Reb Shimon Omer, Nemar Kan Lechaper, Menemar Lahalan, and it says elsewhere, Ves Parachatos, Ves Irachatos, Asher Huva Es Damam Lechaper. By the par and the sor shel Yom HaKippurim, it says, Asher Huva Es Damam Lechaper. So Mala Halan Bishakiper, just like over there, we're talking about a situation where the Avoda is done already, where the Matan Dam already took place. Afkan Bishakiper. Also over here, the only time there's an issue of Bevo El HaKodesh Lechaper is only when the Kapara was done. However, until the Kapara was done, not a problem. So says the Gemara, so they both have Psukim, but one learns out from one Pasuk, one learns out one comparison, and the other learns out from another Pasuk. So what are they arguing about over here? So says the Gemara, so says the Gemara, B'maika Mifili, so what are they arguing about? So Mar Savar Donin Chutz Michutz, V'al Donin Chutz Mibifnim. So one man the Amar, so Rabbi Lezer says, well, we should make a comparison between chutz mechutz. In other words, people who are supposed to be, we should make a comparison between avoda that's supposed to be done outside and people who are supposed to be outside, i.e. the people who have to remain outside when the kohen is doing the avoda. And therefore, just like those guys have to remain outside even before the kapara, so too, you're supposed to leave this blood outside and it becomes disqualified if you bring it inside even before you've had a kapara. So we learn outside from outside, and we shouldn't learn anything from the par Yom HaKippurim, because the par Yom HaKippurim is only done inside. Ve'ein don chutz bifnim. Umar savar donim behema behema. And the other Mandi Amar says, no, it's much more mistaber that I should learn a disqualification of blood of a karban from a pasuk that has to do with the application of blood of a karban. So let me learn a behema behema. Ve'ein donim behema me'adam. But I shouldn't learn the halacha of at what point the dam behema becomes disqualified from a halacha of whether people are allowed to be in the heichal at the time that the kohen is doing the avoda in the kodesh hakadoshim. So that's the machlokes, or that's the reason that Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon find different sources to support their shitos. So says the Gemara Vayter, Reb Yehuda Omer. So now we have Reb Yehuda who says that if the kohen brought the blood into the heichal b'shogeg, then it is going to be kosher. It's not going to be pasul. So says the Gemara, ha-mezid pasul. But the mashmos is, so now what the Gemara is going to try to do is the Gemara is going to try to figure out, does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Eliezer, or does he hold like Rabbi Shimon? Because again, Rabbi Eliezer said that it's pasul as soon as you bring the blood into the heichal. Rabbi Shimon said, no, it's only going to be pasul once you do the avoda, once you actually put the blood somewhere in the heichal. So Rabbi Yehuda says, so all we know from the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yehuda says if you bring the blood in b'shogeg, then it's going to be fine. So now the Gemara is going to make a diyuk. So the Gemara says, ha-mezid pasul. Ah, if you bring the blood in b'mezid, however, then it's going to be pasul. But b'shakiper or b'shalokiper? Are we talking about a situation that you brought the blood in b'mezid and therefore it's going to be pasul even though you haven't yet done a kapara? Or is it only possible if you do the kapara? In other words, what the Gemara is asking is, does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Shimon? The Achronim say, what's the difference? Well, the difference is because we're trying to figure out who's the Rabbin. Because right now we have a machlokas just between two Tanam, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon. So we're trying to figure out who Rabbi Yehuda holds like. Whoever he holds like is going to be the Rabbin in this machlokas. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, so says Rav Yirmiyah like this, Mimashma shenemar, from the fact that it says, Ves parachatos, ves seirachatos, asher hu ves damam, lechaper bakodesh, samata malomar. So in that case, why does it say, Vahaso reif? So says the Gemara, so once it tells me that you bring the parachatos and seirachatos, asher hu ves damam lechaper, why does it say, Vahaso reif? So says the Gemara, Mata malomar vahaso reif, Lugufei itzterich. So what do you mean? Why does the pasuk tell me vasorev? Vasorev tells me another chiddush about the whole avoda of the par visirachatas, that the person who burns the karban becomes his begadim become tamei. So you're going to ask me, why does it have to say lechaper and also vasorev? Because vasorev tells me a different aspect of the halachos legabe the avoda of this karban. Says the Gemara, Elamalta malomar chatas chatas. Now the question is, why does it say ves par hachatas vesir hachatas? So why does it repeat the word chatas? Says Elamalta malomar chatas chatas. Levishalola matnu elalapar vesor shel yom kippurim. Because all we learn is that the par and sor of Yom Kippur shenis rafin abes hadeshen mitame begadim. All we know is that the par and sor and Yom Kippur, which are burnt on the Beis Hadeshen outside Yerushalayim, that the people who burn those karbanos, their begadim become tameh. Shar nisrafim minayin. How do we know that if there's ever another karban pasul that's burnt, then the person who burns that karban pasul also has begadim become tameh? Tamalomar chatas chatas. So that's what we learn from chatas chatas, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Meir says, "Ein tzarech. We don't even need this drasha. Harei omer ves parachatos ves sirachatos. It says parachatos and sirachatos. She'ein tamalomar lichaper. There's no reason to tell me lichaper. What's the word lichaper doing in that pasuk? If the whole point of the pasuk is to tell me chatas, that just like anybody who burns this carbon is his begadim become tameh, so too anybody who burns another carbon is begadim are going to become tameh. Why does it even say lechaper? So limed al kol hamischaprim. It teaches us that any carbon which is mechaper, in other words, in the heichal, like a chatas hapnimi, that other karbanosh sasorfan metame begadim. That if you burn them, it's going to be metame begadim. Okay, so in other words, not every karbon if you burn is going to be metame begadim, but only a karbon whose avoda is bifnim in the heichal, if you burn that, it's going to be metame begadim. And now we have the reason that we cited this old braisa, Rabbi Yehuda lechaper lo mashmale. However, Rabbi Yehuda isn't doresh this lechaper. He doesn't use this lechaper to teach me that any other korban here is included in the halacha of the person who burns it, his begadim are tameh. Now, why does Rabbi Yehuda not doresh the word lechaper? And the reason that he's not doresh the word lechaper, my time alav mishum demiboy le'legzeber shava, is it not because he needs the word lechaper for gzeira shava to teach me that the shita is, that the halacha is like the shita of Rab Shimon, that if you bring the blood into the heichal, it's not going to become pasul until you actually do the kapara. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon, so he needs lechaper to teach me that the psul is only at the time of kapara. That's why the lechaper in this pasuk is not open to teach me a drasha that other karbanos, that the person who burns those karbanos, his begadim become tameh. So what we've proven over here successfully is that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon. So the Achronim are bothered that the Rambam seems to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, even though we've now said that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon, and they're bothered. Why does he actually paskin like that? Which seems to be neged the Gemara. But in the Gemara, what we've proven is that Rabbi Yehuda paskins like Reb Shimon, that if you bring the blood into the pnimi, if you bring the blood into the eichel b'shogeg, you're going to be potter. If you bring the blood into the eichel b'mezid, you're going to be chayiv, but not until you do the kapara, because he holds like Reb Shimon. Okay, hadron ala kol hazvachem shenes arvu, no more taroves. Now we start the ninth parak of the Masechta. We're going to talk about the various things that the Mizbeach is mekadesh. So this is a two-volume day. So now we have volume number 3. Is it Gemara? So the Mishnah says like this. So the Mishnah says, HaMizbeach Mekadesh, the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. And what does it mean, Mekadesh? Again, as we said in the Akhtama to the Shir, Mekadesh means that Im Olu Lo Yerdu, that if something is placed on the Mizbeach, even though it doesn't belong there, you're not, you don't have to take it down. So Mizbeach Mekadesh Es Haro'ilo. So the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, that which is Ro'i for the Mizbeach, even though it might be Pasul. So what does it mean, Es Haro'ilo? So Rashi over here says that Mishehuvrar Lechelko, that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh anything where it's huvrar, where it's known, where it's demonstrated that what you're putting on the Mizbeach actually belongs on the Mizbeach. Says Rashi, everything that goes on the Mizbeach, it's huvrar that it belongs on the Mizbeach. What do you mean? So Rashi says, no. It talks about if you're bringing a mincha and you take a kometz, but you don't put the kometz in a kli shares after you do the kmitza, shlo huvrar lechelko gavoa. And Rashi points out that that is not huvrar, that it actually belongs on the Mizbeach. In other words, the korban mincha, just to remind ourselves, was the offering of flour. The entire mincha was able to be eaten by by people. The only part that was burnt is the kmitza, was the kometz. But even after you do the kometz, unless you designate the kometz by putting it in a separate kli, we have no idea which part's the kometz and which part's the rest of the mincha. And Rashi points out that that's considered to be undesignated to the mizbeach. So ein zechela kavoa boror sheina mincha kreva kula ubekmitza shela below matan kli ein zemavur la mizbeach. We simply don't know which part is going to be brought on the mizbeach. So Rashi points out esharoi lo means that if you have something where it's clear that it's intended for the mizbeach, but it's puzzle. The Mizbeach is Mekadesh it nevertheless, to the point, to the extent that im olu lo yardu. If it's put on the Mizbeach, you don't have to bring it down. Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua says, kol aroi le'ishim, anything that's roi for the fire of the Mizbeach, im olu lo yared, if it is placed on the Mizbeach, you don't have to pull it down. Shenemar hiya ola al mokta, because that's what the Pasuk says. Ma ola shihi ruya le'ishim, im olu lo yared, just like a carbon ola, which is roi le'ishem, it's literally burnt on the mizbeach, it's roi for the fire on the mizbeach. If it is pasul, but you put it up, you don't have to bring it down. Afkol sheroi le'ishem, so to anything else, it's roi for the fire of the mizbeach, imolo lo yered. If it goes up on the mizbeach, you don't necessarily have to bring it down. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, kol roi le'mizbeach, imolo lo yered. That anything that's roi for the mizbeach, if it is placed on the Mizbeach, you don't have to take it down. In other words, it doesn't have to be roi le'ishim, it doesn't have to be roi to be burnt on the Mizbeach, it just has to be roi to be placed on the Mizbeach. What's placed on the Mizbeach but not burnt on the Mizbeach? So we'll see what's placed on the Mizbeach and not burnt on the Mizbeach is Nesachim. So the question is, if you have Nesachim, which are placed on the Mizbeach, and the Nesachim are pasul, or the carbon that the Nesachim are associated with is pasul, do you have to bring the Nesachim down, or can you leave the Nesachim on the Mizbeach? So we see a machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua says, only things that are roi for the fire, imolo lo yered. And now we have Rabbi Gamliel saying, anything that's roi for the Mizbeach, imolo lo yered, shenemar, and he darshens the same pasuk. Hiya ola al mokta ala Mizbeach. Ma'ola shiruya l'mizbeach im also lo teret, just like an ola which is roi for the mizbeach, if you put it up and it's possible, you don't have to take it down. Af kol dover shiruya l'mizbeach im also lo teret. Also anything that if it's roi for the mizbeach, then if you put it up, you don't have to take it down. So Rashi explains over here that the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel is what Rebbe was thinking when he said in the Mishnah that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh es Sheroi lo. So what we're arguing is, what does it mean, Roi lo? Does it mean Roi le'ishim? It means Roi dafka, to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Or does it mean, no, even if it's Roi, to be placed on the Mizbeach, even if it's something that's not burnt, it's still going to be Kodesh, it's still going to be Huktash by the Mizbeach. So it turns out that what's the nafkamina again? So the nafkamina is, if you're going to say that Mizbeach is Mekadesh anything that's roi for the Mizbeach, so it's Mekadesh Karbonos, it's Mekadesh Nesachim, the only thing it's not going to be Mekadesh is the Mincha, where the Kmitza was not put in a Klei Shoreis. However, if you say that it's only Kol Sharoi Le'ishim, then the Mizbeach is Mekadesh Karbonos, that are Pasul, but it's not going to be Mekadesh the Nesachim, and it's not going to be Mekadesh the Mincha, whose Kometz was not placed in a Kli Shares. Okay, so says the Gemara, Im Bein Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, El Adam V'Nesachim. There we have it, expressed in the Mishnah, that the Nafkamina between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel is Dam and Nesachim, which are Roy for the Mizbeach, but not Roy Le'ishim. Shemar Gamliel Omer Lo Yerdu, because they're Roy Le'mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yerdu, and Rabbi Yeshua says they do come down because they're not Roy Le'ishim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, now Rabbi Shimon says that, and in order to understand what in the world the Mishnah says, we have to read what Rashi fills in here. So Reb Shimon, so this is three lines up from the bottom in Rashi. There's actually not a bolded Dibur HaMaskal, but it's toward the middle of the line. So Reb Shimon Svirelei Benesachim Shal Zevach Karav Yoshua. So Reb Shimon has a split psak. By Nesachim Shal Zevach, by Nesachim that come with a carbon, he holds like Rabbi Yoshua that the Mizbeach is only Mekadesh, that which is Roy Le'ishim. So in other words, Shavar Le'Kav Yoshua, U'Nesachim Abam Efnei Atzman. However, by Nesachim, where the only thing you're bringing is Nesachim, because Nesachim, there were two types of Nesachim, even to back up, there were two types of Nesachim that were brought on the Mizbeach. You could either bring Nesachim, or Nesachim had to be brought along with certain karbanos, but there were also Nesachim that you could just donate. So if it's a Nesachim that were that come with karbanos, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that the Mizbeach is only going to be Mekadesh, the karban, but not the Nesachim. If, however, it's a Nesachim of Nedava, that the only thing that you're bringing is the Nesachim, then he's going to hold like Rabbi Gamliel, who says that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, that sort of thing. In the Gemara, we're going to explain what the reason for Reb Shimon's split psak is. But it says, again, back in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer, Hazevach Kosher, Vanesachim Psulim. If the Zevach is kosher, we're talking about now Nesachim that come along with the Zevach. If the Zevach is kosher and the Nesachim are pasul, HaNesachim Ksheirim, if the Nesachim are Ksheirim, VaZevach pasul, Afilu Zevizeh Psulin, HaZevach Lo Yerdu, VaNesachim Yerdu. The Zevach should not be brought down, but the Nesachim do come down, because again, by Nesachim that come along with the Zevach, he's going to hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that the only thing the Mizbeach is Mekadesh is the part that's burnt on the Mizbeach. However, if you were to offer Nesachim as a Nedava alone, then he would hold like Rabbi Gamliel, and he would hold that if you're offering the Nesachim alone, then Im Olu Lo Yerdu, because that's the way he splits his Psak. Okay, so says the Gemara now as follows, turning to Pei Gimel Amud Beis. So Roy Lo In, so we said that a Mizbeach is Mekadesh, that which is Roy Lo. So Roy Lo In, She'ein Roy Lo Lo. But if it's not Roy for the Mizbeach, then the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh. L'miyute mai, what does this come to exclude? So the Gemara is now going to explain what Rashi elucidated for us in the Mishnah. So Amarapapa, l'miyute kamatzim shelo kitchu b'kli. It comes to exclude kamatzim where the kumis was not placed in a kli shares, and therefore it's not discernible which part of the karbon actually belongs on the Mizbeach. So Maskefla Ravina, Maishna Midi Ula. So Frekt Ravina, why is this any different from what Ula says? Diyamar Ula, because Ula says, Emure Kachem Kalim, Shehelon Lefnei Zrikas Damam, Lo Yerdu, that he says that Emurim Kachem Kalim, which he put on the Mizbeach before the Zrika of the blood. And what in the world does this have to do? So the halacha there is lo yerdu, because nasis lach moshal mizbeach. So we have to look in Rashi to see what in the world the question of the Gemara is. So Rashi over here, three lines down, emuri kachem kalim of nezrikas damam lo hover la mizbeach. So Rashi points out, if you have emuri kachem kalim before the zrika, it's not hover la mizbeach. Why? Should zrikas damam shalem kavas l'chela gavoa linyan me'ila, because it doesn't become apparent that this stuff is fit to be burnt on the Mizbeach until you do the Zrikas Adam. Masha'en came b'kotche kotchim, she'en mitchilasam l'gavoa. Kotche kotchim are ro'i out of the gate to be put on the Mizbeach. Kotchim kalim, not until you do the Zrika. Be'mereyim olam l'zbeach. Ava kotchim kalim, ein be'me'ila, afilu be'mereyim, until you do the Zrika. So that's what Rashi's going to say. So in other words, if you have a murei kotchim kalim, before you do the Zrika, in other words, before it's Hovrar, that it belongs on the Mizbeach, the halacha is Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Why is halacha Im Alu Lo Yerdu? I thought the Mizbeach is only Mekadesh, that which is Roi Lo, and it's not Roi Lo until after you do the Zrika. So says the Gemara, not quite such a good comparison. Because Hanach Lo Mechzeru Maisa Begufayu, Ha Mechzeru Maisa Begufayu. Those Emure Kachem Kalim, true, really, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to do the Zrika and then put the Emurim on the Mizbeach. But the Emurim themselves are not lacking any Maiseh. However, over here, the problem is you have the kmitza, and the kmitza itself was supposed to be placed in the clay sharetz before putting it on in the mizbeach, and you fail to do so. So over here, there's a chzoron in the maisa of what's going on in the mizbeach itself. That's why the mizbeach is not mekadesh that, even though it is mekadesh a murei kachem kalem before the zrikas hadam. Says the Gemara Vayta, Rabbi Shua Amar Kola Roy Li'ishim. So Rabbi Shua said that the Mizbeach is only Mekadesh, anything that's Roy for the fire of the Mizbeach. And then we saw Rabbi Gamliel says, no, it's Mekadesh, anything that is Roy for the Mizbeach. And they both darshan, so we noted it in the Mishnah, they both darshan the Pasuk of Hiya Ola, Al Mokta, Al Mizbeach. So the Gemara is now going to ask, what does each Tana do with the part of the Pasuk that the other Tana darshans? So says the Gemara like this, Rabbi Gamliel Nami, Oksiv Ola Al Mokta. So doesn't it say Ola Al Mokta, which teaches me that only Kola Roy Le'ishim, the Mizbeach is Mekadesh? Says the Gemara, Hula Dure Poken Udasa. No, that comes to teach me the Halacha, where if a Karban Kosher is being burnt on the Mizbeach, and some of the meat is poken, pops off of the fire on the Mizbeach, then you have to replace, you have to put the piece of meat back onto the Mizbeach. So Al Mokta doesn't teach me that the Mizbeach is only Mekadesh Esaroy Le'ishim. It teaches me that by a kosher carbon, which is being burnt on the Mizbeach, if a piece of meat pops off, you have to put it back on. V'idach L'aduri Pokeminale. How does Rabbi Yeshua know the halacha that you have to replace a piece of meat that popped off the Mizbeach? So Nafkale Me'asher Tochala Eish. He learns it from the pasuk that says Asher Tochala Eish. V'idach. Why doesn't Rav Gamliel learn the halacha of poken from Asher Tochala Eish? Homi boile lichuli ola atamachzer viatamachzer echuli ktores. That comes to teach me that the only thing I have to replace on the mizbeach is where a partially consumed piece of ola pops off the mizbeach that I have to put back. However, if a partially burned piece of ktores has to be put on the mizbeach, then I don't have to put it back. Why would I make a distinction, just parenthetically, between the partially burnt ola and the partially burnt ktores? So the Chazon Ish explains, because by the karban, the avoda is that it has to be fully consumed by the fire. Therefore, until it's been fully consumed by the fire, the avoda hasn't been completed. Therefore, if it pops off, you have to put it back on. However, by ktores, the avoda is that it should make a nice smoke. So once you started burning it, it made the nice smoke. Once it pops off, I don't have to put it back on because I already did the avoda. The Chazon Ish says it might in fact be usur to put it back on because the ktores makes a nice smoke only initially. All right, but he learns that you're only machzer the korban and not the ktores. The Tani Rav Chanina bar Minyumi Rav Elazar ben Yaakov asher tochal aisha sa'ola ala mizbeach achuli ola tamachzer via tamachzer achuli ktores vidach. And the other man, the Amar lava mele shamei mina da achuli ola madrinan. That the whole pasuk is talking about ola, so of course you only have to put the ola back on the mizbeach and not the ktores at all. Then we saw the shita of Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel says that it's called a roi le mizbeach, and he learned it from the pasuk of ola al mokta al mizbeach. But Rav Yeshua also it says al mizbeach. So says the Gemara, Rav Yeshua nami yaksiv mizbeach. But for Rabbi Shua, it also says Alam is Beach. So why doesn't he learn that Kolaroi Lam is Beach? So Umi Boile, my Kamarachmana, Kolaroi Lamokta, Mekadesh Mizbeach, that anything that's Roy Lamokta, the Mizbeach is going to be Mekadesh. In other words, it's not Al Mokta Alam is Beach. It's not that Alam is Beach is teaching me that anything that's Roy for the Mizbeach, it's al-mokta al-mizbeach, that the mizbeach is only mekadesh, only that which is al-mokta, only that which is on the fire. So vidach mizbeach achrina ksiv. But Rabbi Gamliel would say that there is two references to the word mizbeach in that pasuk. Vidach chad le'echa da'isel ha'shasa kosher, v'chad le'echa da'lo'asel ha'shasa kosher. And Rabbi Shua will say, no, well, one mizbeach is needed to teach me the halacha that the mizbeach is mekadesh, something that's pasul, where that thing initially had a shas hakosher. In other words, it used to be kosher, but then let's say it was lon, or it was yotze, it had lina, or it was taken out of the Beis HaMikdash. And the other mizbeach has to teach me that if something is pasul, and was pasul initially, for example, it was pigul, and it was you had a machshava chutz lezman or chutz l'mkoma that it was always possible that sort of thing. Also, the mizbeach is makadesh, and therefore im olu lo yerdu. So says the Gemara, v'idach kiva the psulin inuv Rabbin Rachmana lo shna isa lo shasa kosher lo shna lo isa lo shasa kosher. And the other mandi amar will say, you don't need to teach me a separate makar for when the puzzle thing had a shasa kosher and when the puzzle thing didn't have a shasa kosher, because it really makes no difference whether something had a shasa kosher or not. So long as it's puzzle now, we know the mizbeach is mekadesh. So I don't care whether it's always been puzzle or whether it first became puzzle now. So that's the manner in which Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel are going to expound on the other one's psukim that they bring as a makar for their shita. We'll stop here. We'll pick up with the two dots explaining the shita of Rabbi Shimon tomorrow, God willing.